It's been an emotional day for some West Coast residents as it becomes clear hundreds of people will be forced into long-term accommodation or will have to move altogether after devastating floods just over a week ago. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was with West Coast MP and Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor in flood-hit Westport today, where at least 100 homes have been deemed unlivable. It's proved overwhelming for some, with authorities warning of a long clean-up ahead. Samantha Gee was there.
12-year-old Maddie Aitchison is Westport Landsar's youngest volunteer. He's spent the day clearing out Westport homes wrecked by filthy floodwaters.
We've just been ripping our carpet, and we've also been like helping people out, like in case they like need stuff moved out of their house that was still in there from the flood.
It's still raining in bursts in the town, just over a week after severe flooding forced hundreds of people from their homes. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the town's clearly taken a battering.
Even though you can see the enormous amount of work that has been done by the local community, you just see the sheer number of houses with those yellow and red stickers, and still people's possessions, you know, so clearly damaged beyond repair, waiting on the side of the road to be taken away. It's devastating to see the impact it's had here.
More than 150 people are still in evacuation centres as authorities work through the risks posed by flood-hit homes. Ms Ardern today visited the red-stickered home of George and Dorothy Burrows in Gladstone Street. For one couple, losing their home was still too raw to talk about. Other than a watermark lining the walls and the unmistakable smell left behind by the floodwaters, their house is completely empty. District Mayor Jamie Klein says some locals are starting to run out of steam.
And I think everyone is getting tired. We're into day 11 now of all of this. We held a public meeting last night, and a good turnout and the mood of the people seem to be still quite positive. They feel as though they're getting the response and the support that they need. So that's just a matter of maintaining that communication and the ongoing effort.
Sue Walsh is the chairperson of Westport Land Search and Rescue and has been on the ground helping with the clean-up for the past 12 days. On her first day, she worked 15 hours, and now, almost 2 weeks later, it's a bit like Groundhog Day. She says the priority is still removing carpet from homes.
Some insurance companies have let people get their furniture out, but some not. So until assessors go through, some have to get their furniture out then, and we'll be assisting with that. Still carpet coming up in different places, and still getting people's rubbish and stuff and possessions out to the side of the road for waste management pickups.
Sue Walsh says many people need more than just practical help in the community.
There's a lot of needy people out there, and we are now finding people who have not come forward to get help. Neighbours are coming. We're finding people wrapped in a blanket. They don't know what to do. And we're also getting people coming here for just a little bit of TLC, as long as we feed them a cup of tea, chocolate biscuit, some soup, listen to them for a little bit, and that's helping them.
Jacinda Ardern says housing will be a critical issue for the district as it rebuilds. She says some temporary housing has already arrived, but it's not yet known how many people are ultimately displaced.
Obviously, we know the number of houses that are red-stickered. Some of those yellow-stickered homes are still working through whether or not they are uninhabitable for long periods of time, the level of water damage, and the health risk that it presents. So I imagine over the coming days, we'll get a better sense of what that housing gap is.
The government's activated enhanced Task Force Green in response to the flooding. Employment Minister Carmel Cepelloni says $500,000 will be made available to employ job seekers to help farmers and growers clean up their properties.